Dolores Keaveney, you have a special event taking place on Sunday here in Mullingar in Red Earth. What's happening?
Well, I'm launching my fifth book. This is my fourth book for children. I did launch a little spiritual book last year, but I'm launching a little cookery book called Belicious Recipes with Honey, and it's a first cookery book for boys and girls. I was going to put a pink cover on it, but I was told I had to have blue and pink, so it's blue and pink on the cover, and it's for boys and girls, and it's simple recipes used by my daughter-in-law and my grandchildren, five grandchildren, that include banana bread, scones, flapjacks, French toast. And my little granddaughter Ellie, who is eight, she wrote out lots of the recipes, and I've included them in the book in her handwriting.
It's beautifully produced and presented. There's a lovely mixture of the paintings, the photographs, the hand-drawn recipes. There's all kinds of everything there. It's visually very, very attractive.
Yes, I tried my best now to keep it very simple and kind of for everybody. I did illustrate it myself. I've used some of the illustrations from my first book called If I Were a Bee and some new ones. And every little recipe that we made and cooked and tested, we photographed them. And my grandchildren were involved in all of them. And so we've assembled it together with the help of my very good friend and neighbour, Lucy Tormey, who spent hours with me instructing her to do it this way, do it that way, or do it the right way. So eventually it turned out beautiful, and I have to thank her. She was amazing.
This is your fifth book in 3 years. It's been a fascinating journey since you woke up in the middle of the night inspired to write a poem about bees.
It certainly has. I like, as I said, if you told me 4 years ago that I'd be writing children's books, I just wouldn't believe you. And I kind of try and live in the moment, and I suppose anything that comes my way now, I just grab it and do it. And I like to feel that I'm inspired to do this work, and especially with the bee, I feel like I'm promoting the bee, because the bee is in big trouble, and I like the bee, and it's an amazing insect, and I suppose for the rest of my life I'll be trying to promote the bee.
The illustrations are fabulous, and the second book about Jenny the brown hen, that one has been translated into Irish, which is very successfully translated into Irish.
Yes, I was very lucky. I submitted both of my books to Fáras na Gaeilge in Dublin, and they chose Jenny the little brown hen, and it was very, very nicely translated by a girl in Fáras na Gaeilge. And I submitted it to Children's Book Ireland, CBI, and they put it on a recommended list for schools and libraries, which is absolutely great, and I'm delighted about that. And it has really gone down very well in the schools.
You're very inspired by your grandchildren. You mentioned them in terms of the cookery book earlier on, but also in terms of Jenny the little brown hen. Explain where the story for Jenny came from, because it's a nice story.
Well, my two little grandchildren at the time, Ellie and Greg, used to come and visit me, and I would take them for a walk up the road to my neighbour, and they had hens, and one hen actually, and we would pull a piece of grass and feed the little hen, and she'd come up and chirp. And one day we were going home and we met the owner, Sean, and my little grandson said to Sean, "Where is the daddy?" And Sean promised to get a rooster. So I decided I'd write a little story, and it's about a little hen who lived on her own. And Sean got a little rooster, and they all lived happily ever after with a family.
You talk about living happily ever after. Your life has transformed completely in the last 3 years. You're a published, renowned writer of children's books. You travel the country reading for children. You're going to Galway, I know, shortly. Is it hard, the life of a writer?
Well, it is hard. I'm a kind of a bit driven. I feel, you know, when I have one book, finished and out there, I want to get down to the next one. But there's a lot of work involved being a self-published author, because you have to do everything yourself from start to finish. I am extremely lucky that I have got distributors called Easons and Argosy, but I make all the phone calls, send out all the emails to all the shops and bookshops around the country promoting the book, and hopefully that they will stock it in their shops. I do all my accounts, I have all my statements. Then I have to try and get down to doing another book and to write it, and then the illustrations. There's a lot of work, and it's very time consuming. I am busier now than I've ever been in my whole life, but I am really happy about that.
Yeah. And you'd urge people if they're struck by that inspiration, as you said to me earlier on, if somebody is struck by something huge that they feel really strongly about, if they can grab that moment to do something, then you'd suggest that they should.
I certainly would. I think if an opportunity comes your way and you feel that you really want to do that, you should go ahead and do it. I know someone might say to you, "Oh, don't do this and don't do that," but if you feel that if your heart tells you to do it, do it. And that's what I did. I did get a little bit of "Don't do that, don't do this," but I just followed my intuition. And I'm a bit very determined, and I went ahead and did it. And that's how I kind of achieved this.